The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Under no circumstances can I continue. That's what Anthony Rico, one of Sean Diddy Combs' key defense attorneys, said as he abruptly quit the case just 2 months before trial. He filed his withdrawal on February 20th, citing attorney-client privilege as the reason, which is essentially the legal equivalent of saying, I know something, but I can't tell you why I'm leaving. And that's a big deal. Lawyers don't just walk away from federal cases this late in the game unless something serious is happening behind the scenes. A high-profile case like this, where the client is facing sex trafficking and racketeering charges, requires a rock-solid legal team, especially when that client is a global music mogul whose entire empire is on the line. So for Rico to bow out with such a definitive statement, it raises a lot of questions. Now, let's be clear. There are only a few reasons why a lawyer would walk away this close to trial. Maybe there was a fundamental disagreement about how to handle the case. Maybe new evidence surfaced that made Rico feel ethically conflicted. Maybe Combs himself is making life difficult for his legal team. We don't know for sure because Rico won't say, but what we do know is that his exit throws a wrench into an already high-stakes defense strategy. Rico has been part of Combs' legal team since shortly after the indictment dropped in September 2024. Alongside attorney Mark Agnifilo, he was one of the people standing next to Combs in court, pushing back against the prosecution's claims, fighting to get him out on bail, efforts that, by the way, have all failed. Every single time Combs has tried to get released while waiting for trial, the judge has shut it down, citing witness tampering concerns. So, what does this mean for Combs? For starters, this is a logistical nightmare. Rico was one of the most experienced lawyers on the case. His departure leaves a gap that will either need to be filled with a new attorney or redistributed among the remaining defense team. And let's be real, any lawyer jumping in at this stage is at an immediate disadvantage. The prosecution has been building their case for months. They have witnesses lined up, evidence compiled, and a strategy locked in. For Combs, losing a key lawyer this late in the game isn't just inconvenient, it's potentially catastrophic. Even worse, this kind of shakeup can sometimes indicate trouble within the defense team itself. Think about it. If everything was running smoothly, why would one of the lead attorneys suddenly step away? Lawyers don't just walk away from multi-million dollar clients unless there's a real problem. And the fact that Rico made such a strong, clear statement, "Under no circumstances can I continue," suggests this isn't a simple scheduling conflict or a minor disagreement. It suggests a major issue that forced his hand. Now, there's been no request for a delay yet, but it wouldn't be surprising if Combs's team tries to push the trial back, arguing that they need more time to reorganize after Rico's departure. Whether or not the judge grants that is another question entirely. The government has made it clear they're ready to go, and after months of allegations, legal battles, and media firestorms, the court may not be in the mood to give Combs more time to figure things out. This case was already complicated. Federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges, multiple cooperating witnesses, allegations of coercion and abuse stretching back years. Now, with Rico's exit, Combs's defense is suddenly looking a lot weaker. And with the trial date creeping closer, one thing is clear: whatever happens next, it's going to be a fight. Because while the courtroom drama is heating up, that's not the only battle Combs is fighting right now. Outside the legal system, he's also taking on another major opponent, NBC Universal. And this time, he's the one suing. Sean Diddy Combs is facing the fight of his life. And this time, it's not in the music industry or the boardroom. It's in a federal courtroom, where prosecutors are gearing up to put him on trial for sex trafficking, racketeering conspiracy, and transporting individuals for prostitution. These aren't just career-ending charges, they're life-ending ones. If convicted, Combs could be looking at decades behind bars, maybe even the rest of his life. And the government isn't playing around. The case against Combs is built on a network of cooperating witnesses, digital records, and a paper trail that prosecutors say proves he ran a coercive system of sexual exploitation. According to federal filings, Combs allegedly used intimidation, manipulation, and a steady stream of drugs and alcohol to control victims and coerce them into non-consensual encounters. The events, described by multiple sources as freak-offs, were allegedly a staple of Combs's lifestyle: lavish, secretive parties where sex was expected and refusal wasn't an option. What makes this case particularly damning is that it's not based on a single accusation or even just a handful of incidents. Prosecutors claim this was a pattern of behavior spanning years, possibly decades. Some of the witnesses include former employees, ex-girlfriends, and individuals who say they were brought into Combs's orbit as part of this alleged system of trafficking. And the prosecution isn't relying on just testimony. They say they have hard evidence. In late 2024, federal agents raided Combs's properties, seizing electronic devices, financial records, and other materials. Exactly what they found remains under seal, but law enforcement sources have indicated that the government has communications, travel logs, and other digital records they believe support the trafficking allegations. That's the kind of evidence that's hard to argue with in court. Victim testimony can sometimes be picked apart. Memories fade and personal motives can be questioned. But text messages, emails, plane tickets, those don't lie. Since his arrest, Combs has maintained his innocence, pleading not guilty to all charges. His legal team has pushed back hard, dismissing the allegations as fabricated, exaggerated, or outright false. But so far, those arguments haven't convinced the judges handling his case. Every single bail request Combs has filed has been denied, with the court citing concerns about witness tampering and obstruction. That means Combs has been sitting in federal custody without bail for months, waiting for his day in court. And that day is coming fast. The trial is set for May 5th, 2025, and unless something drastic happens, like the defense successfully arguing for a delay, Combs will be walking into a courtroom where the government has had months to prepare what they believe is an airtight case. So what exactly is that case going to look like? The prosecution's star witnesses are expected to include former employees, past romantic partners, and individuals who claim they were trafficked within Combs's alleged network. Some of these witnesses have already gone on record in civil lawsuits, but in a criminal trial, their testimony will carry even more weight, especially if it's backed up by physical evidence. Federal prosecutors have also hinted at introducing financial records that allegedly show payments to individuals connected to the trafficking claims. These could include travel expenses, transfers of money, or even invoices tied to the alleged freak-off events. The idea is to show that this wasn't just some chaotic nightlife scene. It was a structured, intentional operation designed to lure and control victims. Then there are the communications. Investigators have reportedly obtained messages and emails that they believe will prove, Combs was directly involved in orchestrating these events. If those messages exist and are as incriminating as prosecutors suggest, that could be the kind of evidence that lands a conviction. On the defense side, things are far less clear, especially after the recent shakeup with Rico quitting the case. What we do know is that Combs' team is expected to aggressively attack the credibility of the witnesses. They'll argue that some of these individuals have financial motives, past grudges, or credibility issues that make their claims unreliable. Another angle they'll likely pursue is challenging the definition of trafficking in this case. They may argue that the alleged victims were willing participants who attended events of their own free will. They'll also likely claim that any financial transactions were for consulting, business deals, or personal arrangements, not coercion or trafficking. But here's the problem. This isn't a civil case where a financial settlement can make things go away. This is federal court. The government doesn't bring cases like this unless they believe they can win. And with the amount of evidence they claim to have, the defense is going to have to do a lot more than poke a few holes in witness credibility. The stakes couldn't be higher. If convicted, Combs could be facing a sentence that would put him behind bars for the rest of his life. And considering the seriousness of the charges, leniency isn't likely. The government has made it clear that they view this case as part of a broader crackdown on high-profile individuals accused of abuse and trafficking. If they secure a conviction, it'll be a statement. Not just about Combs, but about how aggressively they're willing to go after figures in power. But while the legal battle is heating up inside the courtroom, outside of it, Combs is fighting a different war. Because even while locked up, even while facing a trial that could define the rest of his life, he's launching an offensive of his own against one of the biggest media giants in the world. And this time, it's Combs who's playing the role of the accuser. Sean Diddy Combs isn't just fighting in court, he's fighting in the media. And unlike the criminal case where he's playing defense, here he's going on the attack. On February 12, 2025, while sitting in federal custody, Combs filed a $100 million defamation lawsuit against NBC Universal, claiming the company and its streaming service, Peacock, had knowingly aired false and malicious claims about him in the documentary Diddy, Making of a Bad Boy. According to Combs, the documentary doesn't just tell his story. It rewrites it, painting him as a criminal mastermind, a violent predator, and, in his words, the embodiment of Lucifer. It's a bold move considering he's already facing the fight of his life in federal court. But for Combs, this lawsuit isn't just about money. It's about control over his own narrative. The documentary, which premiered on Peacock in January, delves into his rise in the music industry, the controversies surrounding his business dealings, and, most damningly, the sexual abuse allegations that have haunted him for years. Combs argues that instead of an objective documentary, the filmmakers took rumors, unproven allegations, and sensationalized headlines and stitched them together into a story that makes him look like a serial abuser on the level of Jeffrey Epstein. His legal team isn't pulling any punches either. The lawsuit claims NBC Universal and the filmmakers knowingly promoted falsehoods, ignoring evidence that contradicted their narrative in favor of a more sensational, scandalous version of events designed to boost ratings. And Combs isn't just claiming exaggeration, he's saying they outright lied. That's a key distinction because in defamation law, the difference between a hit piece that's legally protected and a lawsuit-worthy offense often comes down to whether the media knowingly published false information. That's the legal crux of Combs' case. Did NBC Universal and Peacock intentionally distort the truth? Did they take accusations and present them as facts, even when they knew there were serious doubts about their accuracy? Or did they simply produce a hard-hitting documentary that happens to make Combs look bad? If Combs wins, the consequences could be significant. Not just for him, but for how media companies approach documentaries about public figures. A successful lawsuit would mean that NBC Universal acted recklessly, possibly forcing them to issue retractions, pay damages, or even pull the documentary entirely. It would also give Combs something he desperately needs right now, a legal win. But if he loses, that's a different story. A dismissed lawsuit could validate the documentary's claims, reinforcing the idea that everything presented in Making of a Bad Boy was either factually accurate or, at the very least, protected under the First Amendment. and that could be disastrous for Combs, not just in terms of reputation, but in his actual criminal case. Because here's where things get complicated. The defamation lawsuit and the federal trial are running on parallel tracks, but they're not completely separate. If Combs proves that NBC Universal fabricated elements of the documentary, his defense team could argue that public perception has been unfairly shaped by media narratives, potentially affecting jury selection and making it harder for him to get a fair trial. On the other hand, if the lawsuit is tossed out, that could be used against him in court. Prosecutors could point to the judge's ruling and say, look, even in a defamation case, the court found these claims had enough basis to be protected speech. That should tell you something. In that sense, this media battle could directly impact how Combs is viewed in his criminal trial. But even beyond the legal ramifications, there's a bigger issue at play here, his legacy. For decades, Combs built an empire on his name: Bad Boy Records, Sean John Clothing, Ciroc Vodka, Revolt TV. His entire career was built on the image of a self-made mogul, a hip-hop powerhouse who turned raw ambition into generational wealth. But now, that image is crumbling. The allegations, the indictment, the lawsuits, it's not just about whether he's guilty or innocent. It's about whether his brand can survive at all. Because let's be real, even if Combs somehow beats the federal case, even if he walks out of that courtroom a free man, his public image is forever changed. There's no clean slate after something like this. There's no way to erase the headlines, the allegations, the suspicion. And that's why this lawsuit against NBC Universal is so important. It's not just about clearing his name, it's about reclaiming control. If Combs wins, it gives him a foothold, a chance to argue that he's not the monster the media has painted him to be. If he loses, it cements the idea that everything people have heard about him might just be true. And that's the real fight here, not just in the courtroom, but in the court of public opinion. Because at this point, even if he manages to win one battle, there's still an entire war ahead.
She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom.
Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woo-hoo! Yeah! It's bold Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.